You got that weather all lined up for old Carly so that he don't freeze to death when he gets home? I know about that love to keep you warm stuff, but man, when you're outside and snow up to your belly button, it's not the place to talk about love. But I got some nice longies in there. How to bring my boots home, I guess. I'll probably wish I had if I don't. But I should have lots of room. I've got nothing else to carry back. I don't know whether I can carry this rifle or not. I'd like to. It's a kind of a piece of antique. They used it, the French used it in there. The French, when they were defeated, they had these rifles, and they're pretty valuable. But I'm going to have to steal it. If I bring it, it belonged to somebody else, I think. Anyway, I'll have to get it. See if I can't get it. I've got to get some shots, I think. Someone told me that if you needed shots and didn't have them when you went to get on the plane, they'd make you hold you over till you got your shots. So I'm going to see that all my shots are up. I got my passport ready. And I don't know what else. I haven't got much here. I got 2 cases of sea rash in here. But I'm sure you don't want any of that. And I got this nice tape recorder I've got to leave here till I come back. I wish you could see this thing. It's sure a beauty. I've got to oil her up, I guess, pretty soon. I've been running it ever since I've had it, and I never did oil it yet. So I think I'll do that one of these days. Maybe this weekend's a good time to fiddle around with this. Well, let's see now. I don't want to waste any more time than I have to over this on this tape. I've got to. I'm so excited about leaving. All I'm thinking about is just going on that airplane. And when you've been holed up here like I have for about 4 or 5 months in this place without being away, you get a little bit bushy. But I've had a heck of a lot of work, and I've been really interested in what's going on, particularly in the past month, or last 3 weeks anyway. This Tet holiday has been something. They've never had a Tet like this, I'll guarantee them. Some of my people are still gone. They haven't come home yet. Went on vacation, and I guess it's the biggest Tet experience they've ever had. They're still gone. But I'll tell you more about it when I get home. I wonder how old Charlie Cox is making out. Do you hear any more from him about selling, about making a lot of money? And I sure hope that we can, things go right, we might be able to tie up that Schofield place. Boy, wouldn't that be something? Sell a lot of property and plank our money down on that. That would really be George. Well, that'd be better than going to Hawaii, I guess, for you and I. At least we'd be landed gentry or something. Probably be landed in the mud puddle. But we need a place like that, you and I. Maybe if we don't have it there, we can have it someplace else. But I'd sure like to have that one. That's a show place and could be made into something really beautiful. Might even put an orchard on that hill down there that they used to feed cattle in. Put some grass in there and let our horses feed in there. That sounds better yet. I guess old Lou chickened out on the tape. Maybe he didn't have a tape recorder. Or maybe he figured that it was too costly. I don't know if he's got a tape recorder or not. We could tape it on that machine of mine, as far as that goes. It's just as easy to tape off of that as anything else. That's what it's for. But as you say, there'd been a lot of sickness in there, and they're probably concerned with something else besides sending old Carly something over here, a tape. And how's your legs, honey? A little better? Well, I sure hope so, because if they're not, this old masseuse and old Doc Williams gonna fix them up. You're gonna be the healthiest girl in that part of the country. You look like the skinniest in this picture you got sent me. I must have lost a lot of weight too, because the belt I had was a 38, and I had it pulled up and tight as I could go, and had put some notches way back and put some holes in there. So when I was up to Da Nang last time, I bought a belt size 36, and now I got it pulled up clear up to the third hole. So I must have lost quite a bit of weight. I haven't got on a scale yet, but I expect I'm around 190, 185, somewhere in there. I never did weigh too little. I hope you've got all my appointments set up now for after the 23rd, the week of, the 23rd, 4th, 5th, 26th, 7th, and 8th. Dentist, eyes, and tell all my relatives I'll be seeing them. And is Aunt Grace living back there now? I hope so. I'd like to see her and talk to her. And I'll bet my dad's faunching at the bit because I'm not coming home and he wants to go to Texas. Well, let him hang around a while. His problems are many. He had to sell his business. And then he had to sell Elvira on going, and now he has to wait for me. Poor old guy. He waits all his life up in that cold country, and he never gets out where it's warm. He'd sure like it out here. It's hot enough, warm enough, in more ways than one. I could assure him for that. Well, sweetie, this tape's about run out, and I just want to spend this last few minutes with you, telling you how much I love you and how anxious I am to see you and how I vision meeting you at the airport and riding home with you in the car and seeing old Cindy and all the folks. I sure am a lucky guy to have all this to come home to. And I love you more than anything in the world, and I know that our love will just last forever, and we've got nothing in our lives but happiness to look forward to. I thank God for every minute that I've spent and had the privilege of spending with you. I know that our lives are just made for perfection from now on, and so God bless you, care for you always, and we'll see you.
Bye.